This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, July 12th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Iranian authorities sentenced 3 Christian converts to 5 years in prison last month for, quote, spreading propaganda against Islam, end quote. Aman Khaki, Malad Gudarzi, and Elreza Nurmuhammadi are the first Christians sentenced under Iran's new Article 500 aimed at suppressing the spread of Christianity. Officials charged the Christians after they raided their homes and confiscated Bibles, phones, and computers. Open Doors ranks Iran as the 8th worst country for the persecution of Christians. President Joe Biden confirmed the end of the 20-year war in Afghanistan this month. The U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan's Bagram airfield at the beginning of the month. The base was America's center of operations during the war against the Taliban. The U.S. plans to complete its withdrawal by August. Meanwhile, the Taliban is taking more and more territory and threatening the Afghan government. Australia is tightening coronavirus restrictions as COVID-19 cases are rising. New South Wales officials told churches they could not have any singing during worship services. The ban also applies to a live stream service in a practically empty building. The restrictions also require church leaders to wear a mask even during a live stream. Isaiah 10 verse 1 says, "Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune, which they have prescribed." Arizona officials are conducting a forensic audit of over 2 million ballots cast in Maricopa County during the 2020 presidential election. Contractors are examining problematic ballots, and a full report is expected later this summer. Other states are also making moves to investigate ballots from the 2020 election. Pennsylvania is conducting an audit in Philadelphia County. Georgia is moving forward with an investigation of mail-in ballots in Fulton County. And Wisconsin officials are also starting a probe of their election results. Centerville, Texas, with a population of 1,000, became the 33rd city in the U.S. to ban the murder of preborn babies last week. Unfortunately, the city's sanctuary ordinance has some exceptions. However, it also bans abortion-inducing drugs. The city council received hundreds of petitions in favor of the ordinance. Last week, the Public Religion Research Institute released their 2020 Census of American Religion. The report found that 70% of Americans identify as Christians, 23% as religiously unaffiliated, and 5% as other religions. Although the nones, N-O-N-E-S, have been growing for years, the growth of the religiously unaffiliated has tapered off since 2018. Younger generations were much more likely than older generations to be unaffiliated. The 2021 American Perspective Survey found the number of close friendships that Americans have has declined over the past several decades, especially for men. In 1990, most Americans said they had at least 5 close friends. Now, most Americans only have 3 close friends. And the number of Americans with no close friends has quadrupled. In 1990, 55% of men said they had at least 6 close friends. Today, only 27% of men say the same. Over the same period, the number of women with 6 or more friends fell from 41% to 24%. Proverbs 27 verse 9 says, "Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel." Last Thursday, for the first time in 21 years, a homeschooler won the Scripps National Spelling Bee Championship. Zayla Avant-Garde, an 8th grader, spelled the word Maria for the win. It is a genus of trees in tropical Asia and Australia. Here is her winning moment.
Maria, M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct.
She was excited to win the spelling bee.
I've been working on it for 2 years, and then to finally have it, the best possible outcome, it was really good.
Zayla is the first African-American to win the bee. She also holds 3 Guinness World Records in basketball handling skills, and she aspires to play in the WNBA. On Friday, we reported on the tragic plane crash which took the lives of Trent Hostetler and John Miller, 2 American missionaries working in Haiti. To clarify, they work for Gospel to Haiti, which you can learn more about through their blog and Facebook page. Caleb Jenkins, who has completed 10 short-term missions trips to Haiti since 2013, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, "They all need our prayers as they lean on the direction from the Holy Spirit for their future there in Haiti," end quote. Please also pray for God's protection from possible violence following the assassination of the Haitian president. And remember, GoFundMe pages have been set up for the families of both Trent and John if you'd like to make a donation. We have those pages linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Mark Mink in Newberry, Florida wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, "I listen to The Worldview in 5 minutes every weekday morning, and my wife and I have been telling our friends and family members about it over the past year. We are the homeschooled parents of 3, ranging from 18 to 8. I also want to share how grateful I am for the way that you handle your fundraising, as it is extremely edifying to those who give and done tastefully, professionally, and in a God-honoring manner. We were thrilled to hear on July 9th that you exceeded your goal. I hope that the additional contributions that came in will help meet every need you have to continue what the Lord has called the Worldview team to do. We are grateful for the work that you and Kevin Swanson both are doing to fight the good fight in a hostile culture that is spiraling downward. We know God is sovereign and that many families are being encouraged and strengthened to live biblically because of your ministries. May God bless you and your family richly, provide for every need, and fill you with His peace and joy," end quote. And finally, to help keep The Worldview on the air, our goal by this past Friday, July 9th, was to raise $65,000. By Friday morning, we had already surpassed that goal by $6,393. As our fundraising campaign came to a close, 22 New Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Nathan in Rome, Georgia, who gave $5, Giovanna in Newberry, Florida, who gave $10 in honor of her brother Dietrich's 12th birthday on July 9th, Susan in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania, who gave $20, as well as Ted in Moundville, Alabama, Erica in Atkins, Texas, and Gerald in Morton, Manitoba, Canada, each of whom gave $25. We appreciate Philip in Silver Lake, Indiana, who gave $30, Isaac in Newberry, Florida, who gave $40 in honor of his brother Dietrich's 12th birthday, as well as Melissa in Great Falls, Montana, and Charles in Firestone, Colorado, both of whom gave $50. The ministry values the support of Kirk in Bayfield, Colorado, Joel in Delavan, Wisconsin, Tom in Grand Ledge, Michigan, Stephen in Colorado City, Colorado, each of whom gave $100, Joseph in Burnett, Texas, who gave $125, as well as Eric in Ellensburg, Washington, and Redeemer Broadcasting, based in Olive Bridge, New York, both of whom gave $150. We're grateful to God for Kyle in Billingsley, Alabama, who gave $250, Guy in Owosso, Oklahoma, and Melissa in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, both of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And we're humbled by the generosity of Annika, age 14, Helen, age 12, and Elias, age 10, in Wellsburg, Iowa, who collectively pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. They earn money by doing chores on their grandpa's farm, which includes power washing, bucket feeding 2,000 cows and a bunch of pigs when the machines break down, and picking up sticks. Annika is an avid student of Dave Ramsey and wanted to start tithing. Her siblings agreed to tithe their chore money as well. And finally, thanks to Mark and Denise in Fayetteville, Tennessee, who gave $500. Those 22 gifts add up to $2,755. Ready for our final grand total? Drum roll, please. $74,148. You helped us exceed the $65,000 goal by $9,148. Wow! God is faithful, and He touched the hearts of many of you, adults and children alike, to share the resources which He entrusted to you to ensure that a biblical perspective on the news is declared from the mountaintops. Thank you for believing in the Worldview team and the Generations Ministry, founded by Kevin Swanson. To God be the glory. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.